As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, oh yes, indeed it is Tuesday, March the 10th, 2009, and this is Become Vocal Local. I like to say that the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a show-me showdown, just kind of sliding in here under the wire. We do have breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. You can be a part of it. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. I'd like to say also that if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time. Been all over the web. Got up real early this morning, been looking for news articles, news about finances, news about anything that I can find that would be really what you consider good news, and I came up just about empty-handed. Got some news we'll cover after the first break. But just to go through the technicals here, we are on the web. This is Oracle Broadcasting Network. This is oraclebroadcasting.com. And interactive talk radio is what we're doing here. There are several different ways that you can interact with this broadcast, and I hope you will. I had lots of calls and emails last night, a very busy late night. Got to sleep quite late, should have gotten to bed earlier, tried to get to bed earlier, didn't work. But there's ways that you can interact with the broadcast today so that we can do this on air. You can sign in and become Vocal Local, as we like to say, in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room. You can also pick up the telephone and call in. And for those with unlimited long-distance access, you can call 512-904-8014. That's 512-904-8014, and I've got a couple of folks that are not on the Internet that do want to interact with the broadcast, and so I suggested last night that they try the other option. I haven't tried it yet. I've been told that it does work, that you can actually listen on your telephone. So you can try that at 512-904-8014, and if any of those that have been inquired in that way are listening right now, good morning and welcome to our broadcast. Listening on the telephone and from around America and around the world, you also can call in. You can call toll free at 866-841-1065, and of course your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. But I would ask that when you do send news items and things like that for consideration on the broadcast, that you check them out a little bit. I know that it seems exciting sometimes to have a piece of news and want to see it on the air or have me talk about it or analyze it, but I don't have the time or the desire necessarily to go in and check out every little bit of news. So, you know, if it sounds kind of a little bit out to lunch, it may very well be out to lunch, and I really don't want to go into some of the things like that. Anyway, for those without Internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and the micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts at Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri. Again, that's Post Office Box 96, Exeter, that's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. And again, my websites are www.vocallocal.org. That's a very I guess you could say almost a website that's under construction. It's a very sparse website. There are really only a few things there that are of interest. One of them is Plan B. I would recommend that you take a look at it. There's also a couple of glossary studies there on just the terms become vocal local so that you can get an understanding or an idea of what was in my mind when I selected that as a title. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back and get this broadcast started on the other side. Stay with us.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, here we go. Once again, I like to say the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. Let's see if I can get my tongue working now. Go, got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome back again, once again, to the Wednesday, or the Tuesday, March the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to Monday through Friday, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I use that little intro to freshen up my mind and get my tongue working. You know, I live by myself, so I'm not constantly involved in chitting and chatting and things like that. Sometimes I have to come on the air to even say a word in an entire 24-hour period of time. So anyway, let's get into this a little bit. We've got a lot of interesting news to guess today. The news is paucity, scarcity, and fear-mongering mostly, and a lot of it is just misdirection, pointing in all different kinds of ways, but I've tried to cut through some of the static, if you will, and look at a couple of articles. We're going to go into those market reports for today and start the broadcast off properly for Tuesday, March the 10th, 2009. The active trading, again, I'm giving you active trading numbers. These are not closing figures. For those of you who haven't followed this information, this is what's happening now as of 1 hour ago, Eastern Standard Time, in New York City. Gold was off $9.40, trading at $912.10. That's really important. There's a lot going on here that seems to be pressing the gold back down towards the $890 to $910 range, and I think we need to pay attention to it because there's forces at work that are making that happen that are outside of the supply and demand curves that we should be seeing in the marketplace. Silver also off 20 cents, down to $12.74 an ounce. That's off, was almost into, well, it was in 14 the dollar range not long ago, just a few days back. And so there's been a lot of pressure to push down the silver as well. The platinum and the palladium also down. Platinum is down $6 to $10.53. Palladium was trading at $195 when I checked. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also off to 80 points to 65.47. The NASDAQ's doing no better. The S&P was doing no better, but the NASDAQ was trading off 25 points to 12.68. The S&P, of course, Standard & Poor's 500 is running 677 points. Nothing's looking good. It's all looking down. The U.S. dollar index off 77 basis points, trading at 88.34. That's also a down. The only high for the day, or the only up for the day that I can find, is on crude oil, and it's up about 95 cents, trading at 48.02. The low and the high in the spot market, and that's what I look at, these gold and silver numbers, platinum, palladium, and all that, that's the spot market. That's your bids and your ask, and I generally report the bid prices. The gold price that I give you each day is the median between the bid and the ask price, which is used for the computation of foreign exchange rates. Nevertheless, the spread, the low to the high, so far this morning on the spot market, is 906.50 for the low and 920.20 for the high. So there's about $14 in there of negotiation. And if you're watching the charts, if you don't watch the charts, you certainly can. You can go to www.kitco.com. And if you go back a couple of days, you're going to see that right in about now, and maybe about an hour from now, somebody has comes into the market repeatedly and either makes a buy or a sell. And there's a huge spike, either upwards or downwards, in the morning trade someplace within an hour or so of this broadcast. And so after the broadcast closes, I go back and check it again for another broadcast that I do at noon. And I can almost always expect to see this heavy upward or downward spike in the market. So somebody's in there. I think I know at least who it might be, but I'm not going to make any pronouncements until I'm positive of what I'm seeing is correct. Let's go to those foreign exchange rates again. We always talk about a basket of currencies. That's going to be the new way of talking, I guess, when we think about money and world and global power and global finances. We're looking at baskets of currencies, baskets of stocks, etc. Well, I put together a little basket for us to look at. Our North American Union trading partners, Canada, Mexico, of course, very important. And then I look at the euro and the pound. So the Canadian dollar today is trading about, you can buy Canadian dollars for 78 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, you can pick them up for 7 cents U.S. They're trading 15.36 pesos to dollar. The euro, you're going to have to dip in and dig a little deeper in your pocket and come up with $1.28 to buy a euro. The British pound is trading higher than that at $1.39 U.S. So if you want to buy a British pound, you would have to, or make an exchange for British pounds, you'd have to be paying $1.39 U.S. Interesting things going on out there. Been watching stuff. But here, this is an article I pulled off the Bloomberg website. European central banks may announce gold shares, gold sales accord, the UBS says. That's Bank Swiss. I'm not sure exactly what the UBS means. It may be foreign. It may not. But I went up and did a Google around on it for a while, got sidetracked, never did find it. But I've seen it printed out completely. But it's Bank Swiss. It's a Swiss, the main Swiss bank, the Swiss central bank, I think. So March 10th, Claudia Carpenter's article out of Bloomberg. European central bankers may extend their so-called, and I found this interesting, Washington Agreement. May extend their so-called Washington Agreement. I have not heard of the Washington Agreement, but it's been around a long time. Capping gold sales with an announcement as early as this month, according to UBS AG. The accord, now it was not just an agreement now, they say it's an accord. The accord that caps sales at 500 metric tons a year through September of 2009 was announced in March of 2004. I need to do some more homework on this because I have never heard of this before this article today. If that just shows my ignorance, so be it. Nevertheless, I thought it was interesting enough to bring it out. At a meeting of the Group of 10 Nations, so now we have a G10, we have G7, we have G20, and who are these groups of 10 nations? Who is the G7? Again, we go back and look at the International Monetary Fund. If you go up to the IMF website and look at that, they have a chart that breaks out and identifies who these various groups are. So instead of just thinking of it as the Group of 7 or the Group of 10 or the G7 or the G10 summit, we can realize that what we're talking about are the representatives of central banks from either 10 nations, 5 nations, 7 nations, 20 nations, etc. A new agreement would most likely keep it that 500-ton limit, according to John Reed, a UBS analyst. So there's something I can look into and find out more about that. If it doesn't happen this month, it could lead to a bit of uncertainty in the gold market, Reed said by phone today. And, of course, this is a March 10 article. Banks sold 358 tons of gold in the fourth year of the agreement through September of last year and another 48 tons through January the 7th, according to the World Gold Council. There are 17 banks in this agreement, so that gives us the bundle of nations, if you will, a G17 or something, 17 of these banks that are in this agreement, the Washington Agreement, which is capping gold sales. Folks, we'll be right back and go into this in greater detail. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Yeah, we have returned, and for anybody living in the big city out there, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, wherever, you might find yourself, if you're not happy with your situation, you want to live in a more rural environment. I know of a big farm that's for sale. It'd be right here in southwest Missouri. If you want to find out more about it, just shoot me an email at host@vocallocal.org. Nice piece of farm ground available from an interested seller. Going back to this article again, this European Central Bank's announcing a cap on gold sales, according to the Bank of Switzerland, UBS AG. Rather interesting in that this particular accord of 17 different banks, and I would assume, and it's just an assumption on my part, that that would be central banks, 17 central banks, are in this accord, this Washington Agreement, which caps gold sales annually. And it, again, it says the accord that caps sales at 500 metric tons a year through September 2009 was announced in March of 2004 at a meeting of this group of 10 nations. A new agreement would most likely keep that 500-ton limit, again, according to John Reed. Interesting article. There are 17 banks in this agreement, with the Central Bank of Cyprus the latest to join in January, according to the European Central Bank, which is itself a member. So it looks like we can see three of them at least right now, right off the bat. We've got the Central Bank of Switzerland, the Central Bank of Cyprus, and the European Central Bank, all members of this. Also is mentioned in this very brief, just three-paragraph article, is the World Gold Council. Went up on the World Gold Council's website this morning, looked into that a bit. We're going to be doing a little bit more research in that area. But the World Gold Council is inextricably linked to the SPDR Gold Trust. We're going to talk about that in this article. Gold slips 1% as equities recover. And this is, again, a Tuesday, March the 10th, 6:37 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time article by Jan Harvey, Reuters, London. Gold slipped more than 1% in Europe on Tuesday as a recovery in equity markets suggested risk aversion was easing. You've heard me say use this word over and over again, risk aversion. As I invest more time daily studying these various news writers around the globe, there are certain key phrases and key sentences that I'm finding that are repeated over and over again, sort of as a changing mantra, just standard stock and trade phraseology. You know, it's like saying good morning, risk aversion, good morning, you know, that sort of thing. Equity markets suggested risk aversion was easing. What are we talking about with all of that? People trying to get out of harm's way, people trying to find some place to put their money where it is not in the crossfires of risk. Denting interest in the metal as a safe haven. This is another one of those stock phrases, the precious metals as a safe haven or a risk aversion. So even though I share these articles each day, for those that are regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about when I'm reading these things, risk aversion, safe haven. They're just words, they're phrases, they're symbols in a language game. Buying and selling of gold-backed ETFs remained subdued, with the largest, New York's SPDR Gold Trust, reporting no movement in inventories on Monday. This SPDR Gold Trust is very interesting to me. I've got my crosshairs right on it. I've been reading through this 83-page prospectus, learning as much as I can, following out the links. I'd hope to be able to report on that a little bit more today, but I'm not going to until I find out more about it. There's one thing talking about the hoobie-goobies and the hobgoblins. That's another thing when you're talking about an exact company, an exact person, things like that. I don't like to cast aspersions or start rumors, and so I like to make sure that my information, when I'm talking about anything other than dead authors, is right on the money. And so I'm looking into it, and I would suggest you do as well, because this New York SPDR Gold Trust is moving major numbers of stock shares on this exchange-traded funds. They're topping the list and they're in the millions and millions of shares trading. Their stock shares are trading somewhere in the neighborhood between $63 and $73, and it's a gold-backed exchange-traded fund where the people that are involved in it don't actually have physical possession of the metals, and there are some newsletter writers out there that even question if they have the metals. I'm confident that they do have the metals. I think it's a bit specious to presume that they don't. But as to whether or not anyone's ever going to touch any of these metals, it's another thing. But looking into this SPDR Gold Trust, it starts to have the appearance of another central bank in the making. That's what I'll say on that so far. This morning, there seems to be a bit more of an upbeat sentiment in the market, which is not good for gold, Standard Bank analyst Walter DeWitt said. And I've seen his name used many times, so I guess he's like a go-to guy for the morning news folks. But he says, I'll say it again, there seems to be a bit more of an upbeat sentiment in the market, which is not good for gold. Now, is there an upbeat sentiment in the market? I mean, if you look at this thing from a day-to-day standpoint, like I've been since Christmas, and I've been following these precious metals, you know, the gold, the silver, platinum, palladium, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, USDX, crude. I've been following it on a daily basis as it's been reported for well over 10 years now. So I've got charts and comments and discussions that I've got in my radio logs back a long ways. But one of the things that I don't see in any of this is any logic. It just seems to be, it just goes where it seems to go. It's like a horse that has no training or a dog in a hunt that has no direction. You know, he's just out there. He's just one of the dogs in the bunch. And that's what I'm seeing in the marketplace. So, of course, you know, I don't play the markets. It's not something for poor people to do. It's just something that I watch. Anyway, let's go into this a little deeper. He said a move higher on Tuesday in equities, oil, and other commodities showed people are slightly more optimistic on the real economy. Well, I'd have to ask Mr. DeWitt, what is the real economy? I think the real economy right now is in the tank or in the toilet. And if it's not, then we have the same kind of absolutely incredible propaganda scheme coming down on us and at us as we had in the 20s and even earlier in the late 1800s as these various bank runs were organized or initiated to bring us into wars and out of wars, rumors of wars, and so on. Continuing here from the article, gold is typically seen as a safe store of value at times of volatility in other assets and tends to benefit from rising risk aversion. Now, that's just a sentence thrown into this article. And as you continue to come back and listen on Become Vocal Local, as I spend this first 30 minutes or so talking markets, and I'm going to bring other markets in on this as well. We're going to bring in the other commodities and start talking about hog bellies and lean hogs and beef and wheat and other things. Because there's a lot of rigging going on in this market. There's a lot of manipulation going on in this market. The people that produce and the miners, they're not really making the money, I don't think. There are speculators that are in the market that are making the money. And these various markets are played by people that perhaps have received trillions and trillions of dollars in bailout funds. And they're just in there working these markets and pumping it like a deep well with a long handle. So there's much to be understood in here. I don't think these markets are reflecting supply and demand. We certainly don't have a free market any place that I'm aware of in the world. The whole blinking thing is manipulated. Let's go in here even deeper. World stocks rose after three consecutive days of declines, knocked them to six-year lows, with the MSCI World Equity Index climbing 7%. Anyway, we'll pick that up on the other side. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisers. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySafe. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Let me throw those call-in numbers out again for you. In the Austin area, if you have unlimited long distance on your telephone, or you live down in that area, or you're not averse to making a long-distance call, I certainly am not. I use calling cards and whatnot. It's cheap. But the number is 512-904-8014 if you want to join me live on air. And from around America to around the world, you can call internationally toll-free 866-841-1065. Your calls would be welcome today. Going back into this article again, we're just going through it piece by piece, line by line, bringing out things that I see when I read this kind of material. Again, back into the article, it says the European shares benefited from a memo from Citigroup's chief executive, which helped calm fears over the embattled financial sector. My God, could we get this guy to send out a memo every day? That'd be kind of nice. Maybe if this guy would get and make it a habit of putting out memos four times a day, all of the world markets would go back and become peaceful again. At any rate, this is the kind of stuff that changes and alters these markets. A word from Citigroup's chief executive. According to the memo, the bank was profitable in the first 2 months of 2009, and the world turns on that kind of a memo. Amazing. The dollar fell against a basket of currencies on Tuesday, retracing some of the previous day's gains as risk aversion eased. Now, you could just cherry pick that sentence out and put it in your cut and paste bin and throw it in to articles on a regular basis. Just change the day of the week. This is this kind of pablum, economic pablum that's out there. Here's continuing. And I have nothing against this author. I don't know whether Jan is male or female. Jan Harvey, writing for Reuters, that Rothschild-based news wire service. Nevertheless, out of London, England, don't get me started on that. Then she continues here, he or she continues, they say bleak, that's a heading, bleak. Analysts say the bleak global economic outlook and currency market volatility, is likely to continue supporting gold prices. Plunging equity markets and inflation fears pushed the metal to an 11-month high above $1,000 an ounce last month. And then she continues, or he or she continues, Jan Harvey continues, but slackening jewelry buying as prices rise is likely to cap gains, as will a surge in scrap supply. Now, you know that East India is a major buyer. They're major players in the global gold market because they have an incredible fondness for the metal. And so, we can be aware of that. But once again, ever since I started again seriously tracking this stuff on air and bringing out articles and looking at news for the first time ever, because I generally don't cover the news. But ever since I started that, back in Christmas, I was going through a bout of some kind of chemical aerosol, whatever, that got into my lungs and damn near killed me with incredible sweats and other things. I mean, I very rarely go out these days, and especially in the wintertime when it's cold and wet in Missouri. But I went out one day, drove over to some friend's house for a dinner, and came back. And by the time I came back, I was running a fever that was so horrible I could just barely stand it. Anyway, whatever got into me at that time. And that's when I started looking at the news and trying to use the news to help reduce the number of minutes I had to be on air trying to come up with something creative to say. But the news has definitely woke me up to some of the things that are happening in the monetary markets. Let's go into this a little bit further, going beyond that reference to the jewelry articles, which I've been covering repeatedly in the past. This, here's a quote, the past week's report from the physical gold markets of India and China last week, Turkey also, were anything but positive as far as the jewelry demand is concerned, precious metals trading house RS said in a weekly note. Now, of course, there's a triangle. You know, London, England, used to be the financial center of the world up until the First World War and the creation of the United States federal banking system, the Central Bank of the United States of America, the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve, as you all know, that's rhetoric. But nevertheless, when that was created, then the United States of America became the new financial capital of the world. Well, if my research is right, we're getting a third capital of the world, a new financial capital of the world, and it may not be China. I believe it's going to be in Dubai. And if you don't know where Dubai is, I would recommend that you get out an atlas or do some web research and find out where Dubai is, and find out where Qatar is, Qatar, sometimes they call it, Q-A-T-A-R, and find out a little bit more about the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. And what is an emirate? Is he a sheikh? Yes, he is. There are seven sheikhs, the sheikhs of Arabi, the United Arab Emirates, and Dubai. And another investment possibility there is the international city. These are all profitable uses of your time on the internet to find out more about it, because there's a triangle that has been formed between London and Dubai and New York. And it's a financial triangle, and it is a golden triangle. And there's strong gold activity in Dubai. What's happening in China? I can't tell you yet. Haven't done my homework. But Dubai is someplace I've been watching for quite some time, an international city as well. It's basically one of these utopian green building things, and you can buy a condo, at least when I was looking at it the first time around. You could buy a condominium in Dubai for around $60,000 U.S. I think a lot of people have. I'm sure they go up much higher than that. But if you just happen to have a seaside, eastward-looking condo that look out over the Gulf of the Persian Gulf, out to the Strait of Hormuz, you could watch as the military vessels flow in and out of the strait there, and the oil tankers and the other shipping activity. And if you remember and go back in your mind and scratch around in the dark corners, you might remember the great flap, and that's all it really was, the great flap, about the various ports around the United States where Dubai Ports World was going to be given the security contracts, the management contracts on those ports, and everybody went flip. What wasn't mentioned was that the British Steam Line, I can't remember exactly what the name of it was right off the top of my head, but they were already in that position, running those ports for us. And so all it was really was a trade-off or a handoff to this new Dubai thing. But Dubai Ports World, if I've got that right, is one of the largest port management groups on the planet. Anyway, more stuff. But there's something happening there in Dubai that we should know about. It's more than just sand or people wearing turbans. There's a lot of money over there. We keep looking at the West as being great centers of wealth, but for how long have these guys been running the oil business, I ask you. Going in here a little bit deeper, it says, gold demand in India was quiet on Tuesday as banks closed for a public holiday. So if we don't know if we don't have a good calendar running for us, and we don't know which countries and which nations are having their holidays and when, especially India, that would be something good to know, because if you know that the banks are all closed in India, then it might have, and they're having a public holiday, then that might reflect a spike in the gold market, and we'd be able to check off another little tick and identify it to something. You know, I'm telling you, there's things happening in these gold and silver markets, the precious metal markets, that are just don't line up when you understand that right now in the United States of America, the mint is behind in production as far as making bullion gold coins available to people. The gold brokers, the gold sellers are sitting here with, you know, demand out the cahootie and no product. And that should alone drive the price up and drive it up substantially. But there's another layer in this onion. There's another layer to this cake, and that's the gold brokers, the four or five main people, I think it is, that have the contract to sell coin minted by the U.S. Mint. And because of this unusual supply and demand process that's going on, the premiums on the coins are high. And so if you just happen to be one of these few brokers out there that have that connection, it's to your advantage to have scarcity. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Okay, so we can kind of see that there are a variety of things that are driving this marketplace. And again, I'm talking about the gold market. And I focus on that quite a bit lately in my own mind, because for years and years and years, the, so to speak, patriot movement has been linked at the hip or joined at the hip with a variety of gold bullion and gold coin dealers and distributors. And I have nothing against a man making profit. I don't have anything at all against someone that's involved in a free market and they're doing the things that they know. And certainly we've had a lot of our radio on the shortwave and on the internet, a lot of the various people that have struck out on their own and created independent media networks and whatnot, they've gained tremendously from associations with the gold and silver dealers. And so don't misunderstand what I'm saying, please, that we wouldn't have gotten as far as we have building this system of independent communication amongst ourselves if we hadn't had their support and their financing. We certainly wouldn't have had their support if there hadn't been a market for it. And many, many people have gained by transferring their money out of the funny money Federal Reserve notes and the various dollar-denominated asset investments that are out there and putting them into gold and silver coin, physical possession. I'm an advocate. I think it's an excellent idea, something to do that is wise in our time. And there's going to be big profit made in that for people down the road yet. That certainly we have not gotten to the top of this market, I do not believe. But there are forces at work that are doing everything they can, their level best, to depress these markets. And so I'm curious about what's going on. Again, here, going back in to the last little bit of this article, falling jewelry demand was offset by strong buying for gold-backed exchange-traded funds earlier in the year. That, however, has stalled. Again, this is an article by Reuters, from Reuters, out of London, written by Jan Harvey. The SPDR Gold Trust holdings have remained relatively steady in the last 2 weeks. In comparison, they jumped by some 200 tons in the first 6 weeks of the year. And if you'll remember, Gold likewise took a substantial jump and ran up to about the $1,000 mark. But here now, as the author says, strong buying for gold-backed exchange-traded funds earlier in the year, but that, however, has now stalled. That stalled, and the price of gold is now down to around $900. If you will look on the internet and see the amount of shares that are being traded in this fund, and there are many others, but this is the big one, we're talking millions and millions of shares trading. Gold is not necessarily being changed, you know, going from hand to hand. There's no shipping department out there packaging up little gold bullion and gold bars and shipping them out. This is all electronic stuff. It's fraught with danger, I believe. But it also has, and others don't want to discuss it, and I don't know why, and I may be out to lunch, and if I'm proven out to lunch, well, then I'll just admit that I was out to lunch and there was nothing to even be concerned about. But when you're talking about millions and millions of shares running $60 to $70 a piece, you're talking about a couple of dollars, and it's going to add up to a whole bunch quite quickly. And if there's that kind of an animal in the living room, in the gold and silver markets, particularly the gold markets, but there are also silver exchange-traded funds out there of colossal size, if they're in there, they have the opportunity and the capacity to drastically alter markets and the marketplace. And so I'm watching it. But they're also tied in with the World Gold Council, which is basically a members-only group, it looks like, for gold producers. And so there is an advantage of membership in that, but there's also market advantages involved in all of that as well. There are things we need to be paying attention to, and so I draw your attention to this. Another thing that I like to pay attention to is what Agenda 21 has to say about various things. And if we go into Chapter 7, Promoting Sustainable Human Settlement Development, and yes, it's a book. It's a book that you can purchase and have in your library. It has 294 pages in it. You can buy it directly from the United Nations, unp.un.org, I believe, and get a copy of Agenda 21, Earth Summit Rio, 1992, and add it to your library. But in Chapter 7, Promoting Human Settlement Development, there's a considerable discussion here about sustainable living and sustainable development as it relates to human settlement development. Development is a key word, is it not? We talked about the our inquiry into the history and the origin of the new economic order, and we found that the Bank for International Settlements and the International Monetary Fund and the Bank for Reconstruction and Development are all interlinked here, been around for quite a while, and operate a rather large clearinghouse for dollars and gold. But under Chapter 7.59, it reads this way. Three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely the development of a culture of safety, pre-disaster planning, and post-disaster reconstruction. You know, and I don't need to tell you, that weather modification has been around for a long time, and disasters are just part of the name of the game. If you can keep the Ho Chi Minh Trail flooded for year after year so that the flow of goods from China down into Vietnam are greatly diminished, then you can have an influence in the prolongation and the outcome of the conflict. If you can cause a drought or a sandstorm, likewise. If you can cause a series or an annual series or a repetitive series of ice storms, you can move mountains as far as obtaining public buy-in on various and sundry proposals. But this idea, this development of a culture of safety jumped out in letters 10 feet tall to me, because it's the promotion of a safety cult. And it's right here in the Agenda 21, the Program of Action for the 21st Century. Safety and security. You know, as Benjamin Franklin wisely said, those who would exchange or trade their essential liberties for temporary security deserve neither their liberty nor their security. It's the development of this safety cult. This is how the police control grid is being created all over the world, is based on this pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction and the promotion or the development of a safety cult. So just food for thought there. And it has something to do with all of this gold, especially when we look at the so quote-unquote patriot movement, when we're looking at bullion, beans, and bullets as a safe haven, a risk aversion. There's lots going on in all of this various agenda, this globalist agenda, and every community is impacted by programming and propaganda and infiltrated at every level, high, low, and in the middle, as some of the Oracle hosts are looking into the Council for National Policy and others, we can start to question whether some of the people that have been presented as experts say, or analysts said, or authors who wrote, may or they may not be operating in the people's best interest. So there's a lot to think about on a daily basis. And I would like to come on and be all happy and giddy and stuff like that, but I'm not a happy or giddy person. If anybody can butcher a joke, even a simple one, it's me. So I very rarely get off into the humorous things. I'd like to start smiling again, but I'll start smiling when we can quit talking about this stuff altogether and I can go back to my blacksmith shop or out and work on woodworking projects or just simply enjoy a nice long walk with my dog. Go back to my own life. I don't know about you, but I certainly don't think that living it under a tarp, in a camouflage tarp in my garage with a stack of storage food and my Berkey filter and automatic weapons and thousands of rounds, I don't consider that to be living. That's just bare bones survival. That's not the United States of America that I inherited, and it's not the one that I want to pass along to the next generation. We'll be back for the second hour. Stay right here on Become Vocal Local.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, we are back once again, and we're starting the second hour of our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. It is Tuesday, March the 10th of 2009. My name is William Roberts, and once again, I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. I'm going to repeat the call-in numbers again one more time, give you some of the ways that you can get become vocal local and become interactive with this broadcast. Very easy to do. One, you can pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. Whether you want to chew me out or ask for a bibliography or references to the material that I discuss on the air, I welcome your emails and I will respond to them. Cleaned up about 65 or so last week, and I'm sure I'll have somewhere in the same vicinity this week. And I look forward to getting them because it helps me to understand your mind and it helps you to understand my mind. And when I'm off air and I have the time, then I can pull together some references for you and get them back to you. So once again, you can email me at host@vocallocal.org, and I will respond to your emails, good, bad, or otherwise. We talked in the first hour about the gold situation, the market information, and that sort of stuff. And so if you missed the first hour and you're just joining us now, do go back, access the Oracle archives, click on Become Vocal Local, and you can re-listen to each of the broadcasts. You can also download them in a variety of different ways that are very useful. As we hope and as we continue to expand our outreach, we will have more and more affiliate broadcasters and other networks and stations picking us up. And so in this first segment of the day, this five-minute segment, many of them will be away at the top of the hour break, their IDs, their news and weather and those sorts of things. And so I do start the broadcast really twice each day, once at the top of the hour and then again at 8 minutes past the hour. So if you're picking up this feed now and you don't have a commercial break going or you don't have news or something like that, fear not, others are. And so we will kind of recover some of that this material again after the eight-minute break. One of the things that I do want to do is to point you to the Oracle Broadcasting Network's website. You know, this is a self-financing kind of a situation here. I don't receive any compensation from Oracle Broadcasting Network. I pay my own phone bills. I pay my own internet line fees. I pay for my own printer paper and all of the rest of that and provide all of the equipment here out of my home studio in sunny and comfortable Southwest Missouri, and all of the other hosts, I believe, do the same. So if you want to keep this on the air, you're going to need to help us support the network, and that you can do quite easily. Go to the Oracle Broadcasting Network's homepage and locate the chip-in banner on the homepage and make a generous contribution if you can and as you can to help keep Oracle on the air, on the web, and growing. These archives and the high-quality streams are not inexpensive. The servers are not cheap, and so we do need your financial assistance in that regard. Also, on the left side of the Oracle homepage, you can click on the members area link, and there you'll be able to sign up for to become an Oracle member. And you can also subscribe to the Oracle newsletter there. I haven't seen one of those yet, but I would imagine with the quality of the news hounding that goes on this network that that would be a newsletter worth reading once a month, and I would like to sign up for that myself. Also, Oracle membership is $9.99 a month. And you get the high-quality 128K archives and live streaming audio. You can also save money when you sign up for a yearly subscription. So give it an idea, check it out, see if it works for you, and if it does, join today. We'll be right back.
A Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, March the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we go into the second hour here in earnest. My name is William Roberts, and I, like I always say, I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. These are three things that I focus on in my research. The good news really comes in many different formats. One of them, good news, is that sometimes finding out about something before it's all over you is good news, even if it's a bleak outlook. Hard facts are irrefutable. Hard facts are the foundation upon which you can build the rest of your knowledge and understanding of the real world, the world that is coming on us and at us. And workable solutions. If we can't find solutions to the various problems, well, then we might as well just all check in down at the funny farm. So I'm always trying to find solutions, things that we can do, and I'm convinced in my own research, and it extends for well over a decade here, but in my own research, I am convinced that the most workable solution that we have to get us out of this horrible mess that we find ourselves in is to work local, become vocal local, understand that political problems demand political solutions, and as globalism, as I like to say, transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local, blocking this globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. And why? Because so many of these programs are outside of law. they have the color of law, but actually they're really legal positivism. In other words, whatever Barry the Usurper and Barry's boys say has the force of law under the color of law, but it is not law. It may be legal, but it's not lawful. And so we understand that and we move forward, but we address it right where we are. As we become vocal local, we become active in the local political arena. And some people have the capacity and the desire and the tenacity and the wherewithal to become politicians. And I strongly recommend that if that is possible for you, that you engage in that at that level. And others, researchers and activists and so on and so forth, can raise money. They can raise public awareness. There are many things that we can do. So everyone can contribute to this end. But as I spoke about on Saturday night on Oracle Unplugged with Doug Owen and Kyle Graw and Sean from Australia, all hosts here on Oracle, one of the things that I opened with was an article by Philip Wiley, a foreword to his book, The Generation of Vipers, where he basically talks about you have bought this war. You've bought this situation because whether you like it or not, whether you've been actively opposing it or whether you've been acquiescing, our silence is implied consent. It's construed as consent. And so the politicians, the multiple ticks on the body politic, they will just take your silence as consent that you bought in. And so we need to understand that. But there are also other greater issues in public buy-in. You are not part of the public. You are part of the private sector, as I am. And unless you or I were in politics, unless we were in government, we would not be considered public in the eyes of the global community. We would be considered private sector people. And so there are public and private partnerships that have been created all over the world as we've gone further and further into a socialist paradigm understood as pluralism. But that's food for another day. Today, in this second hour of the day's broadcast, I'm going to go back to Ludwig von Mises, his treatise, 569 pages, one of many different volumes of Mr. von Mises' book or writings that I have in my library. This one, Socialism and Economic and Sociological Analyses, a brilliant man, a knowledgeable man, someone who has worked in various government fields for most of his life, and peculiar to him, unlike many others, Ludwig apparently had zero social life. At the end of the day, obviously, he would leave work and immediately begin writing because I cannot imagine how any person could work a full career and write as much as he did. But his writings are powerful, they're insightful, and they're very accurate and timely. So I enjoy looking at his work and reading from it. This is from his chapter 12. This title is chaptered National Socialism and World Socialism. Now you understand, of course, that National Socialism, the National Socialist Workers' Party, was the Nazi Party. And that world socialism is basically the antithesis of the Nazi socialist process, which was communism, and that Adolf Hitler, as a youth, coming into Vienna, looked at and watched what he saw as the rise of the communists in his lifetime, and he did not like what he saw. He didn't like what he saw morally, mentally, physically, spiritually, or governmentally from the socialist communist groups. And he was dedicated against them. I get that out of having read Mein Kampf in two different varieties, two different versions, two different translations. One of them, the second one, the Mannheim edition, actually has a foreword in it by Abraham Foxman, as you know, is ADL. Nevertheless, you get your information from the best sources that you can, folks, and I like to quote my sources on air. And this from Ludwig von Mises' book, Socialism, published by the Liberty Fund, Inc., or Liberty Fund Books, an excellent bookseller. You can find them on the web. They have lots of internet books that you can just download. But hopefully we'll have them join us as sponsors here on this network as well, particularly because I like to refer to their books, and they might as well help to support the airtime as I plug them shamelessly. One of my favorite booksellers. the National Socialism and World Socialism. This is the first section in this chapter 12, the spatial extent of the socialist community. The spatial extent of the socialist community. Listen up, this is Ludwig von Mises. Early socialism is marked by its predilection for a return to the simpler modes of production and of primitive times. Pregnant. Wonderful sentence. Its ideal is the self-sufficing village, or at most, the self-sufficing province, a town around which a number of villages are grouped. Being averse to all trade and commerce, its protagonists regard foreign trade as something entirely evil, which must be abolished. Foreign trade introduces superfluous commodities into the country. Since it was impossible to do without them, it is obvious that they are unnecessary. Excuse me, I misspoke. Since it was once possible to do without them, it is obvious that they are unnecessary, and that the only extreme case or ease with which they can be procured is responsible for the unnecessary expenditure upon them. And that frog back in my throat again. Foreign trade undermines morality and introduces foreign ideas and customs. In Utopia, and that's a capital U, Utopia, that's a book, the Stoic ideal of self-mastery was transmuted into the economic ideal of self-sufficiency. We'll pick it up on the other side. Riveting material. Be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
And we're back. We're hitting on some stuff that's maybe a little bit heady for some, although I don't think it's too heady for this network, and I don't think it's too heady for our listeners, and certainly not our chatters, who all, I can see one Ma Justice there understands what communitarianism is, and I rarely see that in chat rooms. Glad to see that you're with us this morning, Ma Justice, and I'm glad to see that you posted communitarianism. We need to be aware of that, but this particular starting here, I bring out for a couple of reasons. One, it's good writing. Two, there's a lot of wisdom involved in all of this. But also three, just as kind of a reinforcement comment I've made a couple of times, I want to just expound on a little bit. There is a difference, folks, between self-sufficiency and self-reliance. We get caught up in various propaganda lines that come creeping in unawares. And it's important to be careful in our speech and be careful in our thought processes. Some things are just not possible. Self-sufficiency is one of those, as Ludwig has clearly started here in this chapter 12. Even self-reliance is a bit of a reach in that we have to assume in there or an absence of, let's say, divinity. We rely upon ourselves, but we have something going on higher than that. There's a higher law that overarches all things, and it has been recognized forever in man's experience anyway, and our founders certainly understood it too, where he says that all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our pursuit of happiness, but we're endowed by our creator with these things. Now our self-reliance means that we rely upon ourselves first and foremost, chiefest of all. But of course, in the hierarchy of things, there's the creator. And if you don't believe in creation, if you think that this is, that we just evolved, that men and women crawled out of the primordial soup somewhere and happened to do it at exactly the same time when the fertile young woman was within eyesight of the fertile young man, and they climbed out of the soup and they immediately fell on the stand and copulated and began to populate the earth. If you haven't ever studied Blaise Pascal and don't understand who he is, he's the father of probability, odds, statistics, and things like that, Blaise Pascal. But from a probability standpoint, if that's what you believe in, if you believe in this Darwinian evolution theories, you actually believe in more miracles than I do. But if you can accept the idea or the concept, or at least the possibility that the universe was created, and that wherever there's a creation, there might be a creator. And if you can go down that road without getting involved in bringing in your priests and all of that, all the various forms of man's control system, using divinity as a shield, if you will. And I know that might rankle some people, but it's pretty much my researched opinion. But if you can accept any of this stuff, then you can understand that by the will that's given to us by our Creator, we can be self-reliant, largely. You may not be able to accomplish all things and get to all of your ends. But when you are approaching all of the various questions and complexities of life, you seek first from yourself. You look inward, self-reliant. But to be self-sufficient, you only have to live out in the country once for a short period of time to realize that that's just not going to happen. You know, on Walden's Pond, Thoreau writes, you know, well, he built his little cabin and he went through an experience there. He didn't build it all from scratch. Even the chinking that he used, you know, he made a small quantity of his own plaster just to prove that he could do it. But then he got commercial plaster to finish the job. He only stayed at it, I think, for a year. He was less than a year out there. But everybody looks at Thoreau and Emerson and those guys as these great, you know, inspirers of the environmental movement, and really they are. But you only have to live out in the country for a little while to realize that, you know, when your chainsaw goes gunny sack and you need to have a new diaphragm in the carburetor, you can go out in the woodwork and shop it, but you're not going to be able to whittle a new one. You're going to need to go to somebody who sells those things and get it. And you might be bringing in the firewood and you're cutting away and you're, you know, cord after cord, rick after rick, and you're cutting firewood. And then all of a sudden your chainsaw goes into a rock and you knock out six or eight of the teeth of the chain, or you break it up and you're going to need a new chain. Yeah, you're self-reliant. You are using a chainsaw and you're cutting your own wood and you intend to split it with a splitting maul or well, if you go and get yourself a log splitter, then you're into it even deeper, aren't you? You didn't make that. I mean, you can take something simple like Milton and Rose Friedman did in their book, Free to Choose. They used the simple example of a simple pencil when they basically went through the process. But if you just take a simple lead pencil, you know, your Ticonderoga number 2 school pencil, you bring into play an entire international free market system just to get that pencil. No one knows how to make a pencil. No one knows how to build a chainsaw. No one knows how to make a car. And no one knows how to build a house these days. Nevertheless, let's go back to this article. Self-sufficiency is a pipe dream. Self-reliance is a good, worthy goal. In Utopia, again, the Stoic ideal of self-mastery was transmuted into the economic ideal of self-sufficiency. Plutarch found it an admirable thing in the Lycurgusan Sparta, as romantically conceived in his day, that no merchant ship ever entered her harbors. In other words, they were a self-sufficient people. That's romantically conceived by Plutarch. Continuing, this attachment to the ideal of economic self-sufficiency and their complete incapacity to understand the nature of trade and commerce led the capital U utopians to overlook the problem of the territorial limits of the ideal state. Whether the borders of fairyland are to be wider or narrower in extent does not enter into their considerations. In the tiniest village, there is space enough to realize their plans. In this way, it was possible to think of realizing utopia tentatively in small installments. And I can tell you that this entire chapter is underlined in my book and highlighted in multiple colors and filled with post-it notes and margin writings as I've gone back through my library and found the sources for much of what he's saying here to verify the credibility of what he's stating. Let's continue. Owen founded the New Harmony community in Indiana. That would be Robert Owen. And if you don't know who Robert Owen and his son was, then you're missing an important link in our understanding of globalism. Cabot, C-A-B-E-T, founded a small Icaria in Texas. Now, again, I mean, you know, there's lots of words here. Icaria is another one that you can look up. New Harmony is the community in Indiana, Icaria in Texas. Considerant, it's like considerate, only has an N in there, considerant, founded a model phalanstery in the same state. That would be Texas. So considerant is another one of these utopian socialists that you can look up. Duo Decimio editions of the New Jerusalem jeers the Communist Manifesto. That's a long and unusual sentence, but well worth looking up also. It was only gradually that socialists came to perceive that the self-sufficiency of a small area could provide no foundation for socialism. Thompson, a disciple of Owen, remarked that the realization of equality among the members of the community was far from signifying the realization of equality between the members of different communities. Under the influence of this discovery, he turned to centralized socialism. St. Simon and his school were thorough centralizers. St. Simon. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Thank you.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, those call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 and 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. Post in the chat room the question, who is Claude Henri Duruvroy Saint-Simon, Saint-Simon? We talked about that a little bit on Saturday night's Unplugged, Oracle Unplugged. You can go back and listen to the archive of that broadcast. But St. Simon and his school were thorough centralizers. It should be no surprise that the positivist mentality is for strong central government, but yet socialist through and through. Piquet's schemes of reform claim to be national and universal. Thus emerges a problem peculiar to socialism. Can socialism exist within limited areas of the Earth's surface? Or is it necessary that the entire inhabited world should constitute a unitary socialist community? That's the million-dollar question, folks. That's what's going on, coming on us and at us. As Chris Gerner, the former host of American Exposé, used to say, I really enjoyed his perspective. If you have never visited www.AmericanExposé with a K for America, it's a worthy site to visit. Darren Weeks and Chris Gerner have kept that site on air for up and on the web for a long time. Nevertheless, is it necessary that the entire habited world should constitute a unitary socialistic community. As Aristotle says, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. And if you can't get socialist utopia Icaria or Robert Owen's New Harmony to function on a local level, how then are you going to anticipate that you could have a one-world globalist socialist country? Or is that just another pipe dream? Is that just another smokescreen? Is there ever any intent to have a socialist system once the one-world government is created? In all of this, of course, you need to understand that there is a box canyon involved in this. That when there is, if there is, and however there might be created, a one-world government centralized somewhere, Jerusalem or Basel, Switzerland, or London or New York or Dubai, centralized somewhere, it will be centralized, and you can be certain of that. Central planning is at the hub of their whole existence. But if it is ever established, where will you go to find redress of grievance? Where would anyone go to complain about the injustices? How would you find justice in a system like that? And if you were a disgruntled citizen, where would you go for relief? Where on the planet would you escape to? What island would you try and start your Icaria on? Go into this a little deeper here, the Marxian treatment of this problem. You see, Karl Mordecai Marx, was very well aware of the utopian socialists of his day. He was contemporary with Auguste Comte. I don't know whether I had to have to go back and check to see whether or not Claude Henri Duverroy Saint Simon, went over the other side by the time that Karl Mordecai was writing. I think he had. But nevertheless, Marx was very well aware of the variety of utopianists out there and didn't agree with them. But this is Marx's treatment of this problem. For the Marxian, there can only be one solution of this problem, and that is the ecumenical solution. Marxism, indeed, proceeds from the assumption that by an inner necessity, capitalism has already set its mark upon the whole world. Even today, capitalism is not limited to a single nation or to a small group of nations. Even today, it is international and cosmopolitan. Better do a checkup there, folks. International and cosmopolitan. Capitalism, international and cosmopolitan. Here's a quote. Instead of the old local and national isolation and self-sufficiency, world trade has developed and the interdependence of nations, period, close quote. Better do a checkup on the interdependence of nations, folks, and look into world trade again and realize that you're walking into the minefield of Karl Mordecai Marx. The cheapness of their commodities is the heavy artillery of the bourgeoisie. With the aid of this, it compels all nations, on pain of extinction, to adopt bourgeois methods of production. Quote, it forces them to adopt so-called civilization, i.e., to become bourgeois. In a word, it creates a world after its own image. Close quote. And this is true not only of material, but also of intellectual production. Quote, the intellectual productions of one nation become the common property of all. You know what an intellectual property is, right? National narrowness and exclusiveness becomes daily more impossible. And out of the many national and local literatures, a world literature arises. And that is from Marx and Engels, the Das Kommunistische Manifest, or the Communist Manifesto. And that can be found on page 26 of the original, by the way. It follows, therefore, from the logic of the materialist interpretation of history that socialism, too, can be no national, but only an international phenomenon. And if you understand Saint Simon, you know that he is often credited as the father of phenomenology. It is a phase, not merely the history of a single nation, but in the history of the whole of human race. In the logic of Marxism, the question whether this or that nation is quote-unquote ripe for socialism cannot even be asked. Capitalism makes the world ripe for socialism. Not a single nation or a single industry. The expropriators, through whose expropriation the last step towards socialism must be taken, must not be conceived save as major capitalists whose capital is invested throughout the whole world. And we see this all around us today. For the Marxian, therefore, the socialistic experiments of the utopians are just as senseless as Bismarck's facetious proposal to introduce socialism experimentally into one of the Polish districts of the Prussian state. Socialism is an historical process. It cannot be tested in a retort or anticipated in miniature. For the Marxian, therefore, the problem of autarky of a socialist community cannot even arise. The only socialist community he can conceive comprehends the entire human race and the entire surface of the globe. For him, the economic administration of the world must be unitary. Later, Marxians have indeed recognized that, at any rate for a time, the existence of many independent socialist communities side by side must be anticipated. But once this is conceded, one must go further and also take into account the possibility of one or more socialist communities existing within a world which, for the most part, is still capitalistic. And there's so much more. I mean, like I said, there's nearly 600 pages in this book. But it is written with a clarity that you very rarely find in other books, which is why von Mises and the Mises Institute and others, so many people have become disciples, if you will, or followers of Ludwig von Mises. I retain the right to not become someone's follower or become a disciple, but just be comprehensive in my studies. But I do like his writing, and I agree with much of what he has to say. There are lots of things that we can understand, lots of things that we can know. Let me just give you a little bit more. Putting that one aside for a moment, let's go to this book, A Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000-Year Leap, Principles of Freedom, 101. This was by Cleon Skousen, Recent Origin, a very interesting book. He's got 20-some-odd principles in here, 27 principles, 28 principles of freedom. I think, 28 principles. Let me see what we got here. Yes, 28 principles. This is the second one, principle number two, just sharing material out of this book, pell-mell, freestyle. Second principle, a free people cannot survive under a republican constitution unless they remain virtuous and morally strong. Oh, I know. As soon as you say virtue or morals to this generation, they immediately think that I've become a Benedictine and I'm going to do Hail Marys. That's not always the case. Virtue and morality is not the special dispensation of any brand of religion. It is a way of life. It is a way of organizing your steps in harmony with creation. We'll get into that on the other side of this break. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Vocal.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why.
Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Okay, we have returned once again back to this second principle out of Cleon Skousen's book, A Miracle That Changed the World. I don't know that much about Cleon Skousen. I picked this book up at the Freedom 21 conference down in Dallas. There were a lot of people down there that were very constitution-minded, I believe, and lots of material. I came back with a trunk load full of books. This is one of them. Finally got around to reading it a while back. Enjoyed it. I thought it was a good information source. It certainly brings together and ties together a lot of information in a tidy and compact way. But here's his second principle. A free people, again, cannot survive under a Republican constitution unless they remain virtuous and morally strong. One of the reasons for that, folks, is because our little teeny constitution over here that you can hold between your thumb and your forefinger, whether you have the Citizens Rule Book or whether you get it from any other sources, you know, it was a parchment, a single, just a couple of pages, that little document does not include a moral code of any kind. And so the moral code that was prevalent at the day that it was written was the Christian Bible, if you will. And so the founders were anticipating that the people would be of that kind and of that caliber of people so that they wouldn't have to write their moral code into the Constitution. And that's important because that is not the case with the United Nations system. The United Nations system intends and pretends to not only to be all, but to give all to the people so that there's no room for their thinking. If you've ever read the Declaration of Human Rights, you'll understand some of that. But as you study Agenda 21 and the International Migration and Development Agenda, international law and all the rest of that rot, you'll see that they pretend to do all be all. They want to be all to everyone, which is virtually impossible. But anyway, let's continue here and see what Mr. Skousen has to say on this thing about remaining a virtuous and morally strong people. Modern Americans have long since forgotten the heated and sometimes violent debates which took place in the 13 colonies between 1775 and 76 over the issue of morality. For many thousands of Americans, the big questions of independence, hung precariously on the single slender thread of whether or whether not the people were sufficiently, quote-unquote, virtuous and moral to govern themselves. Self-government was generally referred to as republicanism. And you might remember that Thomas Paine, throughout the colonies and in Europe, was considered the father of republicanism. Thomas Paine, I said, not Thomas Jefferson. And it was universally acknowledged that a corrupt and selfish people could never make the principles of republicanism operate successfully. As Benjamin Franklin wrote, this is the pot calling the kettle black, but at least he had the common sense to understand what he was going to say. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Important. George Washington later praised the American Constitution as the palladium of human rights, whether he was wearing his lambskin apron or not, but pointed out that it could survive only so long as there remained any virtue in the body of the people. What is public virtue? Morality is identified with the Ten Commandments and the obedience to the Creator's mandate for right conduct, but the early Americans identified public virtue, quote-unquote, as a very special quality of human maturity in character and service, closely akin to the Golden Rule, as a modern historian epitomizes it. Here it is, the quote. In a republic, however, each man must somehow be persuaded to submerge his personal wants into the greater good of the whole. This willingness of the individual to sacrifice his private interest for the good of the community, such patriotism or love of country, the 18th century termed public virtue. The 18th century was thoroughly convinced that a popularly based government, quote, could not or cannot be supported without virtue, close quote. Now I can see that we're starting to run shy of time, so I'll pause there for a moment. We may need to pick that up at another broadcast, but I want to draw your attention to this quotation. On Mike Chambers' broadcast, The Midnight Rider, in a time when he was first contemplating moving out to the farm in Oklahoma, invited me to come and guest host for him, which I gladly did. And during the first of those guest host appearances, I had a contest for any person who could call in and correctly tell me why the words, or how the words, the pursuit of happiness, found their way into the Declaration of Independence. And we had many good callers trying to get a copy of F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom, and I eventually sent out quite a few of those to various callers on the broadcast and pocket constitutions as well. But nevertheless, I can ask you the same question. How did the words, the pursuit of happiness, find their way into the Declaration of Independence, and why would that be important? As some of the callers rightly say and state, that perhaps Jefferson was contemplating or meant to say the pursuit of property, you know, life, liberty, and property. That's the Lockean theory. But no, Thomas Jefferson was not ignorant. Benjamin Franklin was not ignorant. Neither one of them would have made such a writing technical error. If they had meant to say property, they certainly would have written it that way. And that's the way one of the reasons why I begin this broadcast each day the same way. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local, because we're going to need to understand what rightly is the pursuit of happiness if we hope to be able to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government in the several states. Because without this notion of moral and virtue, morality and virtue, this Constitution is inadequate to the job. And if we have no yardsticks for morality and virtue as a people, then who are we to castigate or condemn, bury the usurper, bury in the boys, and all of the rest of the politicians and the various grants and foundations and funds and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and a bunch of Bilderbergers and Bohemian Grove owl worshippers and a bunch of Satanists and all of the rest of that, how can we condemn them if we ourselves are neither moral nor virtuous? We'll get the same kind of government that we deserve. And yet at the same time, does it necessarily equate with the establishment of churches and religions? In order to get on beam here with this pursuit of happiness and the understanding of virtue and morality, we can find even more out of the clues out of this little paragraph I just read, where the individual submerges his personal wants into the greater good of the whole. That harkens back to a very profound, if you will, obscure philosophy advanced by Francis Hutcheson. And it basically is the greatest good of the greatest number principle, which Jeremy Bentham, one of the more powerful codifiers and statutory guys in English law, Jeremy Bentham and James Mill, eventually John Stuart Mill, James Mill's son, they became known as the utilitarians because they were looking at law as a utility. But there's a lot involved here, the greatest good of the greatest number principle. And then this willingness of the individual to sacrifice his private interest for the good of the community, that brings up Auguste Comte, the father of positivism, his catechism of the positive philosophy, his system of the positive philosophy, his system of the positive philosophy, polity, and his catechism for the positive religion. But that is founded upon this very phrase, the willingness of the individual to sacrifice his private interest for the good of the community. That's also known as altruism, living for others, and humanitarianism. Such patriotism or love of country, the 18th century termed public virtue, and they termed it a lot of other things too. But even the Illuminati got in on this little train, and they turned this idea of the greatest happiness principle to their own ends as well. And so as we become more vocal local, we understand that it's this idea, this philosophical radicalism, is at the heart and the hub, or the warp and the woof of the whole discussion. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Thanks for listening today, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctw. www.conquertheworld.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
History will always remember those who strong choice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.